Good morning, Pantai Baptist Church. Greeting. Yeah, it's truly a privilege to worship with you today, this morning.
Today is this passage, John chapter 10, verse 10 says, I have other sheep that are not with this fold, I must bring them also. And this is not only the heart of John chapter 10, it's the heart of PBC, that you bring other sheep into God's church to know Him, to serve Him, to follow Him. So before Jesus speak about other sheep, he also first asked a more important question. Are you one of his sheep? Are we one of his sheep? Because not everyone who attend church, who know Bibles, know his voice and follow him. So today we meditate together. Are we one of his sheep that truly love Jesus? Follow Jesus, know his voice and follow him. So today's title I said as one shepherd, one flock, and one mission. One shepherd, one flock, and one mission. So as I speak, you can put on the John chapter 10. So I will go up and down and look at Lord's word together. So there's a three section I'm going to look into it, which is listen to the shepherd, love his flock, and join his mission. So let us begin with this one. So first, listen to the shepherd. Listen to the shepherd. So to understand this passage, we need to understand that what Jesus' listener would have immediate to think about a shepherd and a sheep. It's not a shepherd stand in the green field. In the UK, there's a lot of green field. It's not a shepherd standing on the open ground and the sheep is scattered around. But it's different. It is surrounded by a stone wall and there is one entrance. And then the sheep will gather around this stone wall. And at night, there's a gatekeeper that guarded the door. That's how they keep the sheep. They have the stones around. So if you go to UK, if you go hike, or go around, you will see the stone wall that's to guard the sheep inside it. So imagine hundreds of sheep is mixed together and different shepherds have different sheep but mixed together in this stone wall which look like this. And then the shepherds each morning came and then he will call his sheep to follow him to the pasture. He did not run. The shepherd did not run around to separate, to find his sheep. But simply, he just called the sheep, come out. And then the sheep will recognize his voice, the shepherd's voice, and then will walk out slowly from the van and walk out, come out. And then other sheep that does not belong to the shepherd will stay back. Yeah, this is the picture that the Lord shared. So hearing the sound, hear the shepherd's sounds and follow the Lord. So I've got two kids. I think parents understand this. When your kids cry, far, far away, you will listen. That's your voice. That's your kid's voice. Either shouting or crying. Oh, that's my kids. Make some noise. I have to go and get him. That's what the Lord speaks to us. The Lord says, the sheep recognize the shepherd's voice. And then the sheep will follow the shepherd. The sheep hear his voice, he calls his sheep by name and leads them out. This is the Lord talks about us and his relationship. He calls his sheep by name. I know my sheep. I know some of you. I know my sheep back home and Oasis Manchester. I can name them because they come to me one by one and then we accompany one another. So I truly love them as family and we are part of the family as well. I believe this is the Lord. When he says this, he look at us as his own. Ownership. Dearly to him. For my daughters as well. I miss them very much after leaving UK for 2 weeks. 2 months. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Now I'm confusing. I'm going back soon. So I'm excited. I miss them dearly. I think this is how our Lord look at us as a dear sheep that he knows. And one thing when I ask you to turn on John chapter 10, because I want to look into John chapter 9 as well, because that could not be separate from John chapter 10. Please turn your Bible and look at chapter 9. And what's the story of chapter 9? So easily we will look at one verse and then forget the context of the verse. So remember, John did not write this chapter numbers just by coincidence. It after chapter 10, this is chapter 9. So look at this. Chapter 9. So Jesus met a man who had been blind since birth, and no one expected him to be healed. But Jesus goes to that person and heals that person. He spit to the ground and makes the mud, of course, put on his eyes. It's quite, dirty. Oh, I saw injury. It's quite dirty. Yeah, but this is how the Lord goes to that person and heal that person personally. And then he gives instruction, go and wash in the pool of Siloam. And the man had a choice. He could argue, why this? A bit dirty, Lord. Yeah. My Malaysia was, Miri was a bit gilly. Yeah. It's a bit, why mud and saliva? Can't you just heal me by touching? No, that man didn't argue. He could ask more for evidence, so on and so forth. He could, but instead, look at John chapter 9 says, so he went and washed and come back seeing. It's very simple. That miracle is very simple. It should be the main point here, but there is another big part of chapter 9, which is there is someone that is blinded, the Pharisees. They did not believe that Jesus is the Lord who can heal people. The Pharisees didn't believe. Then they are blind spiritually. But instead, there is a contrast. That blind man listened and obey, which is he is the sheep of the Lord. Listen and obey. That's why Jesus says this to the Pharisees. So let's turn to your Bible, chapter 10, verse 1 says, I very truly, I tell you, Pharisees. So it means this passage is speak to the Pharisees. It's not speak directly to the disciple or someone else, but to the Pharisees, whose heart is hardened. But today, I believe the Lord speaks to His people, His sheep, us, those who follow Him, to reflect ourselves. Our heart, is it hardened? Do we listen to His voice? The Pharisees and the scriptures, they have the religious education, they have knowledge, they have authority. People follow Him, follow them, but yet they refuse to listen to Jesus. That's the difference. They refuse to listen to Jesus. Even they're seeing the miracles that Jesus performed. They just want to refuse to listen to Jesus. And then, of course, they ask a healed man. And the healed man says, I have told you already, but you would not listen. The Pharisees would not listen. So, came back to us as well. Are we the sheep of Jesus that follow Jesus? About mission months? About, is it the heartbeat of the Lord? What's the Lord call us to do in our daily life, in the church? So, are we following Jesus dearly? Listen to Him, to His voice, respond to Him. I think this is the Lord want us to think about it. So the blind man listened, but not the Pharisees. So hopefully, we are like the blind man today. Listen to the Lord and respond, obey, but not like the Pharisees. Too many thinking, or our own agenda or so on. But we should respond to the Lord as His sheep. So some people are surprised by the strong language in John chapter 10. Jesus speaks about thieves, robbers, and stranger. Who are these? There is shepherd and sheep, and there's this robbers, stranger. Because the Pharisees believed that they were the shepherds of Israel. They are the leaders. People should listen to them, not Jesus. So that's why they said, I will not listen to Jesus. People should listen to me. And now he sees many people listen to Jesus. They are jealous. The jealousy comes out. Instead guiding people to God, they're guiding people to themselves. So this is Pharisees. So instead of caring for the sheep, that cast out the ones who need healed, which is the blind man. The blind man got healed. They did not celebrate with the blind man. They're jealous. They don't want to listen to Jesus. So Jesus has to exposing the false shepherd among them, among us. The language is not new. The Jewish leader will know immediately in Ezekiel chapter 33, someone that the leaders should be feeding the sheep, protecting them, but instead they scattered the flocks. The leaders of the Israel didn't feed the sheep. And that's why the Lord says, I will send my own shepherd, which is Jesus, to my people, to shepherd them. So now Jesus is declaring his identity. I am the true shepherd. I'm the good shepherd to the people. It's a declaration. There is another beautiful details. Please look at chapter 10, verse 4. When he has brought out all his own, he goes before them. He brought out all his own and goes before them. So a shepherd called the sheep out, they will not wait for the sheep to go out, for everyone to go out. The shepherd will just go in front of them, and then the sheep will follow behind. This is our Lord. Our Lord leads us in front to protect us. If there is a danger, a wolf, the Lord will protect us. This is our shepherd. Our good shepherd loves us. Not call us out to go in front and die. But our Lord loves us, lead us and guide us, and want us to follow Him. So I believe we have experienced some challenges as well in Malaysia. As I come back after three years from UK, I immediately feel the impact of the inflation. It's really high. Me and my mom brought me out for dinner. It's not a fancy restaurant. It's just a kopitiam, a seafood kopitiam lah. No aircon, few fan, kok. And we order a fish and two coconuts, 186 ringgit. Miria, small place, expensive. I think inflation hits and struggling, different have different challenges, maybe health as well. My mom is a fourth stage cancer patient, so each of us have different challenges. But our Lord is good. He still wants us to follow Him. As today I preached a sermon in the Chinese, it's about the Lord come to Peter and ask Peter to follow Him from the beginning and the end. Even Peter is fell, but the Lord come and call us, still follow Him until the day we see Him face to face. This is our shepherd. But today we are living in a noisy world. Social media, government, different people, peer pressure, so on and so forth. The culture teaches we should focus on our feeling. Yeah, counseling is needed, but if it's extreme, it's, we have to look into our feeling first, then we could only follow the Lord. I should be healed first, then I could serve the Lord. Things like that. Sounds good, but it's not gospel. The gospel, the Lord calls us in all our circumstances. Whether you are weak, like my mom's sick, my mom still serves the Lord. My mom has a prayer. I said, Lord, if you keep my life, give me how long, whatever life that I have, I will serve you, even join a mission. And there is a 6 month, my mom visited me back in Manchester, and my mom came back already. And he sees this as an opportunity to be in part of the mission. So what Elder said is true. Every one of us, we could join a mission. Either it's through offerings, through prayer. Thanks for your praying that our church now is growing and we could host people. And also participate in mission as well. So everyone could join in any circumstances. But today, the noise around us tell us we should be ready before we get into marriage. We should be stable before we do something. I understand that because our ancestors came from China back then to Malaysia. My mom says the same thing to me. So when I got my degree, I'm the first family throughout my household to get a degree, electrical electronic engineer. I never thought I would have that. And then when my mom know that I'm going to full-time, my mom's, you can imagine my mom's go around to talk to his friends. Why? How come my son is going to full time? Please talk to my son. My mom go around and talk to my church leader and so on and so forth. Then my mom said, 你们现在有钱了，不要钱，去做什么传道人？ My mom is a Christian, but back then he's not fully understand God yet. So the world, and my mom says, because back then he's not easy. He have to carry two kids around, travel, we just bus. Now we have pan bonio. Previously it's pain bonio. And previously the environment, I believe, is not good. So it's difficult back then as an immigrant down here, back to Malaysia. So everyone wants stable life first, stable life. Don't take risk. But this is not what our Lord says to us. Follow me in all circumstances. Because our Lord have resources. He's the one who loved us first, died for us, resurrected for us. So we could follow him in any circumstances. Either you are stable or you are in weak, in pain, you could still pray. Work with the Lord. This is our Lord. So shepherds call us through his words, Bible, as today preaching to you. The Lord speak to us. He wants us to know who he is. He is the one who come to Peter. Peter, do you love me? More than all of this, he says. Why? Because he wants us to come back to him dearly. Because he knows that no one will love us more than him, even ourselves. So that was our Lord call us through his word to help us to know our identity is his son and daughter, the dear son with a royal status in his image, in God's image. So our Lord come and call us through words. So listen to the shepherd's voice through prayer. I believe the Lord speak to us directly. So as I been sent to Manchester, we go there when my little one Victoria is 1 month old. So I believe that when I pray and meditate, and I ask the Lord, where are you want me to go? Now I'm in the UK. Where you want me to go? Then I pray. And long story short, Manchester keep coming to my mind. Of course, I met someone from Manchester and tell me the Manchester situation. And Reverend Henry brought me there one time. And I see there's a lot of Chinese students. So long story short, we pray. Good news and also shocking news to Reverend Henry that we got a daughter. Jingla is pregnant after 2 months. We're in the UK. I said, Reverend Henry, 我们进来怀孕了. I said, oh, okay. Good. He's happy, but yet, how? Mission? But thank God, the Lord still call us to the mission field when my young one is 1 year old. 1 month old. And then, I don't know, we found a place, and then we just go and settle down. Reverend Henry bring us there too. And then throughout the prayer, this is my prayer. I said, Lord, we have only have was 3, but now 4. Please send your workers to us. This is our first prayer. And lo and behold, we have someone who will be sent by the Lord from Hong Kong all the way to us. And his name is Enoch and Christina. Now he's our dear co-workers dearly. And now I can speak Hong Kong, because many Hong Kong people have gone there. I'm not Hong Kong people, I'm a Fukzhou people. 我用四年學廣東話. Yeah, I speak to them in Cantonese, I try to practice. So Lord sent good people there. So they were the IT personnel in Hong Kong and travel to the States and mainland China back then. So whenever students come, I'm from Shanghai, 他也去過,我來自哪裡,我也去過你的地方,他去了很多地方,他都知道. So when I look back, Lord prepared him long, long time ago. And because of the situation, things like that, he had a little bit had a depression back then. Because he cannot find a purpose, cannot find a job, things like that. But he prayed, the Lord answered, called them, move to the UK, with the wave to the UK. But he reluctant to let go of everything. He's the one who wants stability. Okay? His house, when I show me the picture, wow. not only big, if you know Hong Kong, it's quite big. It's 背山面海. Behind this mountain, and the view is sea view. He's wealthy. The Lord called him, sell out his house. His house just renovated. He wanted to live there, to stable. I want to stay here. But the Lord called him there. But after he went there, he's still miserable. But the Lord prepared a house for them quickly. Things settled down very quick. And then we met each other in the church. I think Anjali, do you met Eno and Christina there back then? Maybe, yes, yeah. Eno and Christina. So we were just 4, 6, 7 people. But he stayed with us. And then he prayed. And then he said, the Lord calls them, stay back. And then when we look back, because of them, our church slowly grow up. We have our LG as well, life group. We call it 小家, small group. And we start from there. So LG is good. We makan together, hot pot, things like that. Because they have time, they have money, so they could treat students with tomahawk steak. Not one time, but many times. Because Enoch loves steak. So we love them as well. Yeah, really. So we are grateful to them. So the Lord listened to our prayer. So the Lord tell me what to do, I will just do it. So mission is simple. Follow the Lord is simple. Just obey. Like the blind man. Go and wash. Okay, I'll just go and wash. If we use our logic, why much? We have too many things to think. But listen to the shepherd's voice and follow the Lord. And then the shepherd's voice could speak to us through fellowship, through the church today, one another. You see someone's testimony, someone's encouragement. So you could be the vessel of the Lord's voice to someone as an encouragement, as a prayer, a smile maybe. It's the Lord's voice calls to us. The comparison to Pharisees, they know everything. They know the scripture. I'm not saying that don't come to the Bible study. You have to come. Come read the word of the Lord. But also listen to the Holy Spirit speak to you, the one who guides you. So what are the voices that are listening to? Is it to the social medias, peer pressure, or solely only to the Lord's voice, the shepherds who calls you? But how can we listen to the shepherd's voice unless we spend time with him, unless we truly treasure his voice? So when in a mission field in Manchester, when we start for the first year, there is some suggestions from the student, from people, from believers who come to our church. Oh, you should do this, you should do that, we need this and that. There is a lot of demand. Of course, I know. I'm young, but I'm still pastoring in Miri for 3 years, and I know we could have choir, we could have Bible study, we could have Alpha, we could have blah, 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 blah. But so many things, what should I do? I only have myself and my wife, and my Victoria is just a few months old. Angelino, baby is still very young. And I go out to hike. Of course, I have to get my permission from my wife. Can I go out to hike? I have to go out to pray. Okay. I go out. I go out to hike, Peak District. I go around. It's winter month. It's cold. Wear my jacket. I think that's my first hike out. And I pray to the Lord. I says, you know this. I don't know what to do. So many demands. I only have myself. And what to do? Of course, we have some ministries already. And the Lord give me the same call, which is to preach the word and to have a good worship. I mean, good worship is not with a band or whatsoever. It's authentic worship to God on Sunday. So this is our prayer to my wife. So, 把崇拜带好,把讲道讲好,事情讲道 from the words. So this is what the Lord called me to do. So the past 2 years, this is what we focus. Of course, we makan. We spend time with students. But this is the most time that we spend. So I will encourage you, spend your time with the Lord. Go out and pray one-to-one to the Lord. and he will speak to you. As I come back this time to join the Kowi, Hua Fu Hui Yi, it's all back to the basic, inside out, as Reverend Edmund Chan speak about this. All is about inside out. Without the real connection, real relationship with the Lord, the strategy is useless. But with the Lord, that is the main strategy. The Spirit should be with us. The relationship should be real with God. Without this, without listening to our Lord, to the Shepherd, we easily become Pharisees. Well, because I know this, my experience is this. We can do a lot of things, feel kind of. But without the Shepherd, it's all maybe in vain quickly. So Pharisees is a proof. Tell us we don't be a Pharisees. When Jesus is in front of us, miracles happen. No, we don't have this happen. According to my experience, maybe they use this as the excuse. So today, do we recognize the Shepherd's voice? Through his word, through your prayer, and through fellowship with one another. So again, encourage one another that we should really hold on our personal time with the Lord, quiet time with the Lord. Not just the time, but also the walk. When you go out, when you're driving, you could pray to the Lord. I think KL is a good place that practice prayer while driving. Not close your eyes. Don't close your eyes. Quite dangerous. Yesterday, Pastor Wallace, very kind. After makan lunch, and then I said I have to meet one of my pastor. And I said, Damansara is very far. Think that's that. I said, how about I go to your place? I take a grab. Pastor Wallace said, okay, I can pick you up there. Oh, it's Cheras. 45 minutes. For Mirian and Mancunian, we drive somewhere, it's 20 minutes only, 7 minutes. Wow, but Pastor Mark, yeah, KL is very big. So when you drive, traffic jam, pray to the Lord. Yeah, Eric also listen to the songs, worship songs. I think this is really the time that we could spend with the Lord. Of course, sometimes we might complaining. Why? Just complain to the Lord. Pray to the Lord, spend time with him and listen to him. Anything that he wants to speak to me, to us. As the Kowi also always ask us to reflect, it's about our repentance to the Lord. So the time quality with the Lord is very important. So according to what the Lord shared in this passage, is speaking to the Pharisees because they are seeking for the personal gain and used the sheep for their own benefit. They lead people not to the God, to the Lord, but to themselves. And then they will run away to protect themselves, not to protect the sheep, not like Jesus. Of course, they feed themselves and point their own authority, their own status. They want to protect their own affair. Of course, they demand the sacrifices from you. And the Lord, of course, tells us who is the good shepherd. Of course, Jesus Christ is the good shepherd. Now, let us look at the good shepherd first. Our Lord served sacrificially for the good of the sheep. That we know he came down as a little baby. And find us. So this, thank God I have a privilege that I could become a father. When I look at a little baby, and how can God become this little baby and come to us? It's very touching to us. And we have to think more and more about what's the Lord sacrificed for us and his love for us in order for us to love him. Then he walked toward the cross, died for us. In our church, we use the drama to celebrate Easter or the Good Friday. And then there's one time I act as Jesus to die on the cross. So I remember when we practiced many times about someone push me, I have to carry the cross and then fall down. And then during that real performance, I think the brother is too excited to really push me. I really bang, bang, and then boom. And I feel the humiliation. It's true, of course, the heat. I think the heat is not just the painfulness. It's when I look up, People are mocking at you. Like that. But it's a really real one. And then bang, and then, of course, go up to the cross and they hang there. Thank God it's not real needle. But it's just a rope tied in there. But I hang there, act like Jesus, painful. Breathe. I don't know how long, but it's just a few minutes, not long enough. But you know what? Just because of this blood flow down from here, you will feel the numbness. You feel numbness already. And you feel tired. You feel sore on the cross. But the Lord nailed here to the cross for you and I. The Lord really suffered for us. He really sacrificed for us. Of course, He feed the sheep, point us to God. As Jesus come to Peter 3 times after Peter's denied Him, but He loved Peter. Give Peter 3 times to ask Him, do you love Me more than this? It's 3 times to restore Him. So our Lord is not the boss. Sit on top. Ah, you can't. I'll tell you lah, many times. You don't want to listen. But the Lord came down to Peter. Give us a chance to serve Him again. So this is our Lord. A good shepherd. He became the sacrifice for us. So that we know that He is the good shepherd. And now I want to share about the good shepherd among us, the elder, the pastors, all your cell group leaders, all you yourself as a good shepherd that follow our good shepherd to sacrifice for the Lord's people. Whether you open your house, like Eno and Krista and me as well, we open our house for the people to come. People look, it's easy, you know, clean house, but before that it's messy house, isn't it? Oh, quite, quite, quite the end. You sacrifice for the Lord. What else? After that, you have to clean out. We do barbecue at Eno house, and then all the oil is dripping down the floor. They have to clean up after that. This is all the sacrifice the good shepherd made for you and for the Lord. Like Pastor Wallace last night, drove me all the way to Cheras, but thank God we got a good chat in the car. All of these are sacrifice. Of course, your offering to the Lord, your prayer, your service, whether it's just a shake hand, handshake, it's the good shepherd. We imitate our Lord to serve the people because our Lord blessed us first. He loved us first. So we pray that. We will continue to pray for our church leaders. Those who know who is the good shepherd, pray for them. Love them. And follow, imitate them to raise up more good shepherds for the Lord. And of course, we know that there is only one true good shepherd, which is Jesus Himself. He said, I am the good shepherd. So unless we know Him, listen to Him, we can't be someone. So hopefully we listen to Him, then we might be good shepherd to shepherd Lord's sheep. The hireds run away, the Pharisees take the things for their own sake. But the good shepherd, for the sake of Lord, and love the people. Love His flock. So this is a calling that our Lord calls us to do. Love His flock. Look at John chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. The thieves comes only to steal and kill and destroy. But I come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Abundantly. Someone come and steal and kill, but Jesus come and give us life. Not just life, but abundantly. Like Enoch and Christina, like the good shepherd among us, willing to share, cook steak for people, or just love people. By spend time together with them. Oh, by the way, Enoch and Christina not only just cook for them, but also listen to them. Pray for them, walk with them, be their mentor, love them. Of course, we have to pick up someone from airport to IKEA to buy things. You know, and I, this is our service there to the Lord's people. And then verse 11 says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. She said, point to himself. He is the good shepherd. When I do a lot of Bible study, lead a Bible study, I see that Jesus spent a lot of time speaking to disciples, yes, but also the Pharisees. Why? Is it Jesus take the time to scold the Pharisees? No. I believe that Jesus want to restore them, want to help them. When the Pharisees, I believe one time, at the end, when they saw the good shepherd really die for their sins, they remember this verse. I am the good shepherd lay down his life for the sheep. Hopefully, the one who listened to Jesus back then, to this verse, understand it. Oh, you are the real good shepherd. So same to us. Jesus speak to us, speak to Pharisees. Hopefully that we will know he is the good shepherd. Then we will follow him. So remember, every one of us, including the church leaders and myself, we are under the good shepherd. No, I'm not the good shepherd. So we should under him, follow him, listen to him. It's his agenda, his guidance to do mission, to do the church, to do mission, to prayer. So all of us should under the Lord. It's not my church, but the Lord's church. So I pray that Pandai Baptist Church will continue to pray for your leaders, church leaders, to be the good shepherd, to imitate the Lord, because they need love as well. They need someone to treat them steak or whatever. Maybe they are rich. They are rich. You can love them as well. You can invite them as well. This is how you could love your pastors, to pray for them. Of course, they love the shepherds. They love the sheep. But one thing I think we could echo is the pastors, the leaders, we come and go, either because of callings or sickness or old, but our good shepherd stay as good shepherd to the church. So the church is belong to the Lord, so we are not worried about it. So what we have to do is to love his flock. That's his calling from the Lord. As one of the core main theme this time is about, love the flock in your positions. Either it's your company, to your employee, or in the church, to people, or in your house, your kids, your children. Love them and also teach them the Lord's way. So I myself, I truly understand this. My first and foremost calling is to be a husband, to love my wife, and then to be a father to my daughters. There should be the disciple that I care for the most first, then others. So I pray that the family, the fathers, the mother, love your children, love them as the Lordship, shepherd them, teach them how to listen to the Lord. Now my daughters ask a lot of questions. 上帝是什么颜色的? We speak Mandarin in the house. 哇,我说, 彩虹的颜色, 很多颜色, colorful, 它也是 transparent的, 是透明的. They are the little theologians, so speak to them, disciple them. Of course, you know the LGBTQ+, in the UK, there's one day come back, 他问我, 爸爸,我是女的吗? 我说,你是女的, 你生下来就是女的, 上帝造男造女, 只有你是女的, 你不能改. We have to disciple them straight away. Don't wait, okay? So listen to the shepherds, under the shepherds, and love his flock. In your workplace, your house, your neighbor, love the Lord's flocks. And then, of course, the Lord says, there is a sheep, it's not in this pen. So there'll be one flock, one shepherd. So hopefully we'll be united as one, but we love different type, different way, different time. But it's a calling from the Lord to love the sheep. And next, join his mission. The other sheep that is not among us yet. The Lord loves them. I think when the Lord say that there is no other sheep outside the pen, it's about the Pharisees. It's about those who not yet follow him. So we have seen that Jesus called us to listen to the shepherd, love his flock. Now let us have a look at his heartbeat of this passage. Join his mission. Join his mission. The mission begins with him, with Jesus. And we do not change hearts. We cannot change hearts, as we know. The children or people or friends or parents or husband or wife. We cannot. But we simply have to pray and introduce people to the good shepherd. We're not leading them to us, but to Jesus. Maybe through us, but to Jesus. That's the main point. And then Jesus says, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So I believe that PBC, previous and current leaders and pastors, listen to this call. That's why to do mission, evangelize, go out. And I'm very touched when Pastor Wallace, Pastor Mark told me about during the pandemic time, the Lord spoke to him, said, love the neighbors. And then you guys prepare the meal and deliver to the neighbors. This is beautiful. And they are not in this fold yet. So we should love them first. Give them food. Help them and love them. And so that they might come into this fold. So this is calling from the Lord. Jesus says, Jesus doesn't say, I hope there are other sheep. Jesus doesn't say this. He said, maybe we have some. No. But Jesus said, I have other sheep. Which means this sheep is already belong to the Lord. But we just have to bring them in. Bring them in. That is remarkable. Many people haven't heard about Jesus yet, gospel yet. But they are already prepared by the Lord. The harvest is already ready for us to harvest. So for us, what to do? We just have to go out to them or invite them to our life group and so on and so forth. I think life is really a good platform that is easy. It's not to the church that they may worry, but to our life group, to our house, people just come in easily. We're not cheating them, but love them. Authentic love. They will know that. They will sense that. So we have to think about evangelism out, mission out. And many people will ask, including myself, why to the UK? The rich country. Why to the rich country? Malaysia is like a maybe third world country. Why to the UK? Of course, to be honest, I myself, when the Lord called me to the UK, I have the same question. Why? Should I go to like maybe Nepal or Kazakhstan? Yeah, I do pray for Kazakhstan, to be honest. But when I pray, the Lord tell me back to the UK. Because gospel is not to the place which is poor financially only, but to the place lack of gospel. Because there is a sheep, Lordship, that he want us to shepherd. And thank you for sending me there. They are from China. They are from Italy, Wenzhou, from Malaysia, from Canada. Some of them are the second gen Christian. Many of them second gen. Few of them are the first gen. Why to them? Because maybe they are churchgoers. They will think this is my parents' faith. But hopefully we bring them, help them to think, this is your faith. This is your God. This is the God who died for you. So throughout this COCM camp, our church sermons, this is our main message to them. It's not your parents' faith. It's not the fake one. It's the real one. You have to experience it. So we bring them to experience together, pray for them together. So why do we go? Because there is a ship of Jesus. So that's why we go. I must bring them also. We must bring them in. So mission begins that with Jesus. He's a shepherd, good shepherd. And he called us to be good shepherd as well. Not only the pastors, the elders, the leaders. Every one of us to be his disciple, to be good shepherd, to serve him, to shepherd his sheep. When Jesus came to Peter after failure and run away from Jesus, Jesus came to him, restored him, said, "Do you love me more than all of this?" Peter said, "Yes, I know. Lord, you know." And Peter gets anointed. Why anointing? Why do you ask three times to restore him? And then he said, "Feed my sheep." This is a calling from the Lord. Feed my sheep. Not to love ourselves only, but feed his sheep. We also one of his sheep, that he loves us, he feed us. And then so goes to us, we also could help and bless one another to feed Jesus' sheep. So when I look into your history, Matthew Baptist Church, so next year is 70 years, isn't it? Yeah, congratulations in advance. Thank God, this is 70 years of God's faithfulness. He is the good shepherd. Amen? A missionary crossed all the way to Malaysia. Of course, I believe that people will ask, why to Malaysia? Many people will question, why to mission? Why you go to Malaysia? No one there. Maybe you got some harimau lah. I don't know. Yeah, those from the UK go to Malaysia is from America to Malaysia is unthinkable back then. They have to go by ship for months and months and come here, sacrifice their life. But why bother Malaysia? Why? Because the shepherd called them to here. That's why mission. I think we cannot imagine if they refuse to come, if the Lord didn't call them come. Same goes to my church as well back then. I'm a Methodist background. I'm Wuchune, any Wuchune, Cebu. Yeah, I'm from Cebu. I grew up there. And the same, missionary came and then shepherded the place. And back that time, I know that there's malaria and challenges, but they still built the church up. And now today, we in Malaysia, Kuching, a small place, we could host a worldwide Chinese church meeting in Kuching. In Kuching. And next 5 years, thank God, Johor, Malaysia again. This is a breakthrough. No COVID meeting and the same negara for the same for the consequences. Same 2 years. So next year is 5 years in Johor together with the Singapore team. So they came all the way to Malaysia. And then the local believers believe, listen to the sheep's call and follow Jesus. And then leaders rise up, sacrifice. Who can be the leaders? Those who sacrifice. Not the one who are, but the one who respond to the Lord to be a leader. So same, then build up the church. Then we have more and more ministry. And you came in. Can you recall who is the one who shared the gospel to you? Who's the one invite you to the church? Maybe it's your parent. Bobby and I have to come to church. No choice, huh? But I'm raised by my grandma in Bintango, a small place. My grandma brought me to Sunday school because we have biscuit and Milo to drink. But I know because the teacher loves me as well. And then started from there, I pray to the Lord. And I kind of think that one day I could have degree and Singapore Bible College study, and then at the end, now in UK, I've thought of that. But because of the Lord calls, and we respond, and then the church builds. But as elders shared this morning, we still have lots to do. Not because we are rich or strong, because merely there is a great commission still going on. There is still a lot of work to do. Previously, many people go to UK to study, and nowadays some university cut their course. And then, and I know that a lot of the Chinese people now come down to Malaysia, UM, and also East Malaysia as well. Some come here to study, And now in China's situation, they are really, really tightening down and closed down. It's really tough for them. I think the government's policy works. They do not allow the children go to Sunday school or you preach to the children. So the under 17, they could not attend church. Okay? And this policy works. And then for the parents from China,
They said, "Oh, 传道人你好，我这边有我的孩子要读大学，你可以帮我联络他吗？他等等等等搬家等等。”我说好啊好啊，我可以接待他。后来第二封second call called me. 对不起，我女儿不开心啊，让我介绍给你，你不找她，你不要找她了，她有点压力。 They don't want to go to church anymore. Even as I said, I could host you, have a meal, I can bring you around. Actually, no need. They have money, they can eat out, good meal, they can get grabbed to IKEA. They don't need us anymore. So this policy works. So I want to encourage you, continue your good work for the kindergarten, for the next generation. It's needed. Without next generation, then no one go to UK to study, then I have no one to shepherd. So, each of us, we have different tasks and role to do. As I said, in your company, workplace, church, and also maybe new ministry, I'm not sure. But listen to the shepherd. We'll call you through the leaders. And let's work today together at one church for one mission, for one shepherd. And why listen to the leaders? Because the Lord said in the Bible, He placed leaders among us, not because of who we are, simply merely because the Lord set the authority among us so that we could follow a one voice, one direction for one mission. So that we are not scattered around like the sheep without shepherd. It's dangerous. So nowadays, the youngster like to say blockchains, decentralized. Oh, sounds good. Huh? Be honest, be in some part. But the church cannot be decentralized. We have one Lord. And then the Lord in the Bible said clearly, He set leaders among us. But there is false teacher might come in, said we don't need leaders. We also listen to God directly. But the Lord set leaders among us. So do pray for your leaders, church leaders. The leaders didn't pay me to say this thing. But I believe that this is a message from the Lord. As the call we also said, the church should be united, to be joined, collaborate. So we should be unite together so that we can be one mission, one shepherd, and one body. But we have hands, we have legs, we do all different kind of things. So I pray that Pandai Baptist Church continue to serve the Lord with different talents, different way, but listen to one voice, the Lord, and through the leadership team, lead and guide, and we will run fast after Him. Maybe it's your neighbors, some international students, some migrants, workers. I know there's Nepalese. Yeah. Your colleague, your office, workplace. It's one of the COVID meeting's main message as well. We should send the business as mission out in the work field. Be your testimony. Do good work in your workplace so that people will see, this is Christian. In government, the Lord sent us to different places. So I pray that we will be different. We will have different talents, but we are one. We serve the one Lord, one shepherd. We follow one voice as one body and one church. Let's bow down and pray. Dear Lord, we give you thanks that we are your sheep and you speak to us this morning as you love us. You want us to work with you dearly, to experience you, to experience the power of the gospel, the power of the resurrection. Oh Lord, raise your people. Stand up as a shepherd, a good shepherd like you. Sacrifice and serve the people that you bring to us, that around us. Lord, send your people out in workplace, in their house, as a good testimony. To testify, the Lord is risen from the dead. We have hope. We have the real deal. We have the good news, O Lord. Give us strength and courage. And speak to us. When you speak to us, help us to respond with faith. Give you thanks. We pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.